matter what. Things could be worse. We got time for this. Always there to provide and maintain a proper perspective. At least that's what they say. Things could be worse, but they are getting bad. Sesame Street announced yesterday they will, quote, downsize significantly with layoffs to the staff, puppeteers, and the like.
Yep. Bert? Ernie?
Possibly.
Oscar?
Possibly.
Cookie?
Amid the changing media and funding landscape, Sesame Street spokesperson said yesterday, difficult decision is to reduce the size of our organization. Of course, this comes about 2 months after HBO Max said it would stop airing the episodes after this year. So, yeah, they are trimming things down. And, in fact, they're trying to form a union with the workers on Sesame Street. So, tough times there at the street. And now Oscar doesn't look so foolish anymore, does he?
He's
living in a trash can right there. Yeah. Trash can seems to be the place to be.
You know, South American farmers are fed up with providing the world all that delicious chocolate that can soothe the soul and make everything a better place. Mm-mm. They are on to bigger, more lucrative schemes to make money, namely gold. Apparently, our friends to the south have started to mine, baby, mine, which is already leading to an impact on global chocolate supply. It's going to be Heather the Grouch.
Going after the gold.
Going to be a problem.
Okay. See, you never had this problem with the Oompa Loompas.
No. No,
never once. Things could be worse, but free entertainment is always fantastic. If you look up to the moon starting tonight, we start to get the worm full moon is what it's called, this edition of the full moon. But also, there's a little optical illusion that will happen tonight. So, on the moon, there's a thing called the Terminator line. It has nothing to do with a Schwarzenegger. That's just the line where it goes from dark to light. And right there, if you use binoculars or a small telescope, you'll be able to see a giant X on the lunar surface. The optical illusion right there. So that'll happen tonight, starting for the worm full moon. Big old X on there.
I was going to say, is this someone branding? Elon.
He's already up there, isn't he? Things could be worse.
You know, Times Square in New York City offers a lot of fun things. Street performers, food, cute shops, and of course the theater district. But is anything complete without a Kardashian to top it off? I mean, they're everywhere around America, and there's now a 60-foot blow-up of Kim on display in the tourist trap that features her in a blue bikini to promote her Skims line of clothing. Users on social are calling it the worst product launch ever and questioning the mental fitness of the New York City Council.
This thing is massive.
It's huge.
It's, yeah. Mm-hmm. 60 That's, feet, you said?
So it's 60 feet tall.
Okay. All right.
It's probably going to be longer.
Yeah, because she's laying down on her side.
Yeah.
It is. And yet, somehow, it still contains less plastic than actually Kim Kardashian.
Or That's any amazing. Kardashian.
Things could be worse. While Texas battles the measles, up there in the Great Northwest, dysentery cases are on the rise in the specifically Portland metro area. And not making this up, it is originating at the very point of the ending of the famed Oregon Trail. That's right. Jenny on the Oregon Trail really has dysentery. People got that. And then finally, a new study shows that chewing wood may boost your memory. Chewing wood may boost your memory, which has an inverse effect. Unfortunately, that means you'll never forget how bad it felt to chew on wood. We got a Will It Flow coming up next on the way. This is Hank FM. Things could be worse.